Another hour of Little Steven's Underground Garage follows the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
Coalition builds for U.S.-led war on Islamic State. And Ukraine Prime Minister says President Putin wants to destroy Ukraine. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. White House officials say the United States is at war with Islamic State militants in the same way it's been at war against Al-Qaeda and its affiliates in the past. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez has more.
President Obama has more than once described the Islamic State group as a cancer. However, top U.S. officials have been cautious to avoid saying the United States is at war with the group. That changed on Friday when White House spokesman Josh Earnest characterized Mr. Obama's efforts against the militant group, also known as ISIL.
In the same way that the United States is at war with Al-Qaeda and affiliate and its affiliates around the globe, the United States is at war with ISIL.
Now, with a new strategy, administration officials are offering assurances that what is happening is not the start of another U.S. war in the region. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
Ukraine's prime minister says Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to destroy Ukraine as an independent country despite a truce deal. Speaking at an international conference today in Kiev, Arseniy Yatsenyuk said Mr. Putin's goal is to take all of Ukraine, which was part of the former Soviet Union. Prime Minister Yatsenyuk praised the new wave of economic sanctions imposed on Russia by the West. South African track star Oscar Pistorius has been found guilty of culpable homicide, but cleared of more serious murder charges in connection with the killing of his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp. Steenkamp's parents expressed disbelief at the ruling. This is VOA News. Nigeria's military says it has fought off an attack by Boko Haram militants outside the capital of the northeastern state of Borno and says it has sent in reinforcements for the city. Military officials say the Islamist militants launched an attack Friday on the town of Kanduga, about 35 kilometers outside of the state capital, Maiduguri. They say the militants suffered casualties during several hours of heavy fighting. No independent confirmation of the fighting was immediately available. Nigeria's government has faced criticism for not doing enough to battle Boko Haram militants who have overrun a string of towns in the country's northeast in recent weeks. The Ebola crisis in West Africa has closed borders and international airlines have cut flights to the area. Kirsten Roby reports from Dakar.
Senegal and Ivory Coast have closed their airports to planes coming from Ebola-affected countries, and many airlines have cut services to the capitals of Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia.
It's really hampering efforts.
Alassane Senghor, Africa Director for the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, says his organization cannot get staff into and out of affected countries.
The closure of the borders and all these things is not helping.
Kristen Roby for VOA News, Dakar.
Washington's Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction said the U.S. has provided more than $104 billion to rebuild Afghanistan, more money than the United States has spent on reconstruction for any one country in history. John Sopko said despite the massive investment, corruption and the narcotics trade are flourishing and Afghanistan is unable to pay for and maintain projects the U.S. has started. The bottom line, Sopko said in remarks at Georgetown University Friday, it appears we've created a government that the Afghans simply can't afford. The U.S. and international donors fund more than 60% of Afghanistan's national budget. Ian Paisley, Northern Ireland's firebrand Protestant leader who late in life struck a power-sharing deal with bitter Catholic rivals, has died in Belfast. He was 88. The death, after years of failing health, was announced Friday in a family statement. Scientists have given us a look at what they believe was the planet's first semi-aquatic dinosaur, or at least their idea of what the creature called Spinosaurus looked like. The dinosaur spent part of its life living and hunting in the waters that covered northern Africa 95 million years ago. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In Spanish, we say, la mejor variedad del mundo, VOA Music Mix.
Everybody says, the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
Tell me, Mr. Jones, what do you look for in a girl?
Well, it all depends what I've lost.
E-I-E-I-O, can you make it to the top? Can you make it to? Can you make it to the top? Can you make it to the top? Well, my God, can you make it just like it? But can you make it to the top?
Hi, this is PA from Stupidity, and you are in Little Steven's Underground Garage, playing the coolest rock songs ever recorded.
I know. I'm from Transylvania.
Transylvania? Could you die from that aggravation?
Well, I thought you said you were from Scranton.
Right, Scranton, Transylvania.
Started with writers Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart getting in the spotlight for a minute. Yeah, that was their own hit single, I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight. Fabulous stuff. Mike Nesmith wrote You Just May Be the One. It was demoed earlier and they recut it for their third album, Headquarters, produced by Chip Douglas. Rufus Thomas completed his doggy trifecta with Can Your Monkey Do the Dog, Following the Dog, and Walking the Dog. He was the dance king of Memphis.
Baby, It's You was Stupidity, out of Stockholm, Sweden. New album is Four from Go Fast Records. You can get it from stupidity.se. Lots of cool stuff on that thing.
And Valerie was the last Voice and Heart hit for the Monkees, written and produced for the Birds, the Bees, and the Monkees. The fifth album. We'll be back with our coolest song in the world this week.
Music so real,
you can hear it.
VOA Music Mix.
Our coolest song in the world this week is very cool. It is from Phoenix, Arizona, by way of Washington, D.C., and E Street, Belmar. This is from a brand new box set, which we're going to celebrate right now by doing a whole set from it, starting with our coolest song of the world this week. Are you ready for some guitar tone? We did a whole show on tone once, didn't we? Yeah. That was a cool show. I got to check that one in the archives. This is one of the coolest guitar tones ever. And will be in our Cool Tones Show Part 2. I can promise you. I don't know where he's been hiding this tone. He's been keeping this tone to himself. And we need to get a little bit more of this tone. with these three men. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, Nils Lofgren.
So much division in the room. Seeds of destruction, ferocious doom. Evil tea, get your spirit out of your ass. Your way past wicked, transparent like glass. I got eternity, you got one life to waste. You get right, no one's leaving this place. Love is a sacred weapon, far preferred. I'm hard enough to punish, you will get the word. Back to willing, it's your last chance. Nobody's leaving till the fat girls dance. Nobody's leaving till the fat girls dance. Soaks with disrespect. I know inside you got some love and soul left. Refer to the video circa 97. Soon fed my dear old dad on his awful road to heaven. Look, feel and learn. Don't wanna use a stick. Take Big Annie's hand. Stab him with a limb. Ain't no way out in that selfish trance. Nobody's even till the fat girls dance. Nobody's even till the fat girls dance.
Nobody's leaving till screwdriver is in the first slot. I'm going to work my way around clockwise. If there's a detonator behind any of them, then I'll be suddenly shocked by my own mortality.
Hi, this is Lou Reed, the rock and roll animal himself, and you're with Little Steven in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Let me tell you, all messed up, taking dope. from me.
You told me to stand over there, sir.
Never mind where I told you to stand. You stand where I tell you. That kid's so dumb he doesn't know what time it is.
Say, by the way, what time is it?
I don't know.
Coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I turn my eyes, look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna cry. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna cry. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by.
That set with our coolest song in the world this week, Fat Girls Dance Baby. Yeah, it is from the brand new box set. You gotta get this. This is unbelievable. Nils Lofgren, his whole life in one place. And he's been all over the place. This could not have been easy. So whoever put this thing together deserves the reward of you buying one. It's called Face the Music. It is 10 discs, 169 tracks, going all the way back to Grin in Washington, D.C., when Nils was 17 years old, 1968. And it's got, you know, tracks from every single record he's ever done, chosen by him, which is the cool part, you know? So it doesn't contain every single song of every album, but it does contain his 169 favorites. And all kinds of people are commenting in this package. It's a great package. Dave Marsh doing the intro and lots of cool stuff. The track we chose being the coolest of the 169 was Fat Girls Dance, originally from Sacred Weapon, 2006, a Nils solo album. Let me see if I can figure out these credits for you here. Looks like keyboards Buck Brown, Kevin McCormick on bass, Tim Beery playing the drums, Marianne Redmond and Tommy Lepson doing some vocals. And there's all kinds of cool vocalists all over the album. Graham Nash, David Crosby, Lou Graham, Paul Rogers, Sam Moore, all joining Nils on various tracks. And this was produced by Nils and Roger Greenewald. We then played Beggar's Day, which Nils dedicated to Danny Whitten. We usually play the Crazy Horse version, though it's cool, the Grin version from their Gone Crazy, 1973. That's on disc one. From disc number two, we played Rock and Roll Crook, from a Nils solo record called Fat Man, 1975. From disc three, we played I Found Her, which Nils wrote with Lou Reed. There's a bunch of things Nils wrote with Lou Reed, scattered all over the box set. Cool things, like that one. It was from a solo record called Nils, 1979. Also from disc three, we played I Go to Pieces, the classic Del Shannon track, and Del Shannon is on that track with Nils. Originally from Night Fades Away, 1981. 45-year retrospective, going back to 1968, every cool thing Nils Lofgren ever did, except the ones he's saving for the second box. Get it from NilsLofgren.com. All kinds of cool things on that. You've heard of that movie, 20 Feet from Stardom? Well, this is 20 Feet from Stevie. To the right is Nils. And learn why he is the legend that he is.
Radio continues to evolve.
And you're part of it.
VOA Music Mix.
The Monkees left the planet with a move as controversial at the end of their short life as their birth had been 3 years earlier. It was a movie called Head, written by a failed actor named Jack Nicholson, who after a series of Roger Corman films felt fame just wasn't in the cards and it was time to get a real job. There were a lot of titles for the film, and keeping in mind the Monkees were kind of at their peak at this point, they used that title hoping there'd be a sequel so they could say, from the folks who gave you Head. Nah, they weren't smoking nothing. It was directed by Bob Rafelson, who was half of the production team, of course, that created the Monkees. We talked about that earlier. And he'd always wanted to make a movie. He figured this was his chance. His partner and co-producer, Bert Schneider, tried to talk him out of it. But in the end, they all locked themselves away in a room in Ojai, California, with the band, smoked a bunch of dope, and let the tape recorder record every idea any of them ever had. and they're all in the movie, believe me. The resulting film was, depending on what mood you're in, a disjointed, fragmented, incoherent stream of consciousness bunch of garbage, or a brilliant deconstruction of the star-making machine of Hollywood, and an allegorical pastiche that perfectly captured the cultural crossroads in between the worldwide unity of Sgt. Pepper and the permanent disintegration of innocence. In other words, it's pretty wild. Ravelson said he might not ever get a chance to do another movie, so he made like 10 movies in one. He got like a war scene, you know, a little comedy, a little this, a little that. One interesting side note was writer Jack Nicholson entertaining director Bob Ravelson constantly by acting out each scene as they wrote it, leading to Ravelson telling Nicholson that he had to start acting again and would use him in 5 movies, starting with 5 easy pieces. But first he'd tell Dennis Hopper, who had a brief appearance in Head, that he should use him in the next Ravelson-Schneider production that Hopper was about to direct, a cheap counterculture biker flick called Easy Rider.
Something doesn't change, there is only one. Always changing inside, what does it become? Can you dig it? Do you know? Would you care to let it show? Those who know it, use it. Those who scorn it, die. To sing that you can dig it is to make your soul fine. Heaven, can you dig it? Do you know? Would you care to let it show?
I'd like a glass of cold gravy with a hare in it, please.
One of your own.
Are you still paying tribute to Ringo Starr?
Would you like a pinch in the mouth?
I'll think about it.
Don't hurt yourself. And while you do, I would like to order 12 Boff crackers and a cup of mushrooms, crisp.
Yes, and I'll throw in a side of mouthwash. I'm the house.
Come on, let's get out of this nightclub.
But what about the food?
Have it cleaned and burned.
So am I. What can I tell you?
You've been working on your dancing, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been rehearsing it. Glad you noticed that.
Yeah, it doesn't leave much time for your music. You should spend more time on it because the youth of America depends on you to show the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
everybody. This is Sylvain Sylvain from the New York Dolls. And you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
You designed so intelligent. Ain't no way that was an accident. Come on, shake your monkey hips. My pretty little creation is. Perversely polymorphized, yeah, yeah. Little girl, you look so sweet, you got this.
I'm a monkey, kids, I'm a monkey child.
You just started 10,000 years ago. Presto, Adam and Eve, and go, man, go. Abel died, came to his life, and headed straight to the jungle to find a wife. Evolution is obsolete. You gotta
dance like a monkey, dance like a monkey child.
Stomp your hands and clap your feet.
You gotta dance like a monkey, dance like a monkey child.
Started that set with Peter Tork's contribution to Head, the very psychedelic Can You Dig It? Cool stuff from Pete. Easy Rider was from Jimi Hendrix's last album. It was called The Cry of Love when it first came out. Now they've retitled it First Rays of the New Rising Sun. And of course, the film Easy Rider inspired Jimmy to write the song. Honeycomb, One Monkey Don't Stop No Show. And we close with the New York Dolls, who you know were all fans of the TV show, Dance Like a Monkey, and very cool stuff.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We are presented each and every week by the very cool Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos worldwide. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Go to hardrock.com. They're doing all kinds of cool things. Jimmy Allen bringing back the rock in the Hard Rock name. We are also brought to you by the United Alliance, UAVIP.org, a fantastic pipe fitters union that have made a priority out of giving jobs to our veterans as they come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, training programs and really, really good jobs. They are setting a beautiful example for every corporation in America. Hopefully others will follow their lead. It's all very nice giving lip service to our military personnel. It's another giving them concrete jobs when they get home. If you're looking for cool musical equipment, go to Andy Babiuk's fabgear.com. B-A-B-I-U-K. He's got it all. Vintage, new stuff. Tell him Little Steven sent you. He'll give you a Chesterfield Kings record. We are syndicated by UnitedStations.com. If somebody bought you a radio station for Christmas, call them. They will send you this show. Our thanks to Jim Bertel at Voice of America, getting the show out to all parts of the world. We are produced by the inevitable Dennis Mortensen. Thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
We must be in heaven, man.
Nice ride.
Go fuck the jersey, you moron.
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.